Hello and welcome to the 25th episode of my devlog from Will Glow the Wisp, where I talk about the progress of Will Glow the Wisp and one ludological topic. This week, however, it's a slight difference. This time the topics are basically mangled together. So also for the podcast listeners, welcome to Game Studies, where I just talk about one ludological topic. And this week, as I said, the progress report and the actual ludological topic will be mangled together a little bit. So I will talk about level design, and in my case level design for my game Will Glow the Wisp. And but first of all, I wanted to mention that I went to Show Your Games 2016 in Munich, and I was really happy there. So if you are in the area or live in the area and are interested in indie games at all, you should consider coming next year. It was a lot of fun. It's free, so you get to see a couple of nice games. Like, there are some very amateur games and some more high quality polished game, so it was a good mix of everything. So I think you would enjoy it, and it was also free pizza, so who can argue with that, I guess. Anyway, so I would say let's jump right in. So what I want to talk about is level design and how the levels for me evolved, or my levels in Will Glow the Wisp evolved. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to describe the level first, and then I'm going to say what I want to achieve with each level. I'm going through the first couple of levels, I don't know. We will see how much time it takes. For people listening on the podcast, I will describe the level, and I will now describe shortly how my game works. If you are interested or want to have more context, I would suggest checking out my YouTube channel, which is Part-Time Indie, I guess. Is it right? It is. It should be. Yeah, it's Part-Time Indie. I'm sorry, I needed to look that up. it's Part-Time Indie at YouTube, or just check out my website, parttimeindie.com, and there you will find links to everything. You can then look at a teaser or just look at the YouTube video itself. Anyway, so let's start. The Will Glow the Wisp is basically a platformer without a platform, which means you are basically all the time falling, and you can use the left stick to move around. There's also a dash mechanic, which is done by pressing A. Then there will be an arrow appearing the direction you will dash. You can now aim with the left stick, and then you can release the A button, and then you will dash into that direction. While holding the dash button, you cannot move your character around. I'm not sure if I will leave it like that. I actually have some doubts about it. Anyway, I just wanted to say that's how it currently works. Yes. So there's that. So basically the goal of the game is always to get to the end of the level, similar to Mario or other platformers, without dying. And if you touch anything in my game, you're going to die. There's no like lives or something like that. It's just you're dead and you need to restart at the beginning of the level. The levels are very short, so I think that's enough of an explanation for you to get a grasp of what I'm going to talk about, even if you're not seeing the YouTube video. As I said before, I think this episode is better with the YouTube video, but I think you can still just listen to it, or just listen and then take a look later, so you will see how the game feels, and then I think you should be fine. Anyway, so let's jump right into the first level. The first level is basically just a very short level going from left to right, where you just have to fly in a straight line. What I'm also doing, like, I don't know if you guys know this already, but I'm going basically to explain what the point of each level is, because, like, basically, in a game like this, I think it's how do I say this? Each level should have basically a purpose. The thing that most people, when they play a game, don't really realize is that the fun in a Twitch-based game like this comes usually from learning and then being rewarded for learning, and basically letting you play with your knowledge a little bit, and also slight iterations. And then there's also other stuff like competition, but like in a pure single-player game, it's the learning aspect that makes you feel good. Like there might also be some, like if you solved a puzzle, you might feel smart, but it's also learning basically. You learned how to solve or how to behave in a certain situation. And so, yeah. So I will go over at the beginning what if each level, what I want to accomplish with it. I also want to mention that I'm not an expert on all this. This is my first game, like where I do stuff like that. The last levels I designed in the current available alpha version are not designed like that, and you actually can see that it doesn't really work as well. I saw now in the Show Your Games that it worked a lot better this time. It still needs some improvement, and I will go over that as well. So let's jump right back in. So the first level, which is basically the base tutorial level, you ju will just need to fly from left to right, and then you will see the goal. The level ex will explain to you how to move around, basically using the left stick. There's a picture of the left stick. It will change to the other input methods if you use them. Anyway, so that's basically the first level. So I want you to be able to play in a safe zone with the movement around, so you don't feel like. So there's no immediate danger. The thing about my game is though that if you don't do anything, you will die. So in the be at the very beginning, also to make the text readable, I will slow down the time so you have enough time to read. And as soon as you start to press the left stick, time will start flowing normally again. And yeah, that's that. Basically, that's the first level. It will just explaining the base mechanics. I don't think I need anything else to talk about this, or you get the base idea. So then we get to the next level. This is actually the first level where I already made a mistake. I was still thinking about this. I had basically a list of everything I wanted to explain to the players in the first couple of levels, and I think most of the stuff I actually got across quite well. Other stuff that didn't quite just work or just were too hard. So after the first level, I wanted to do another level with just a straight line because I wanted to let them experience the thing a little bit more. But I actually think that was a bad idea. There's no increase in difficulty curve here, it's just repetitive. And I think this entire level, I will delete this level and just skip ahead to the next level, while the lesson that is to be learned here will then also switch to the next level, because the next level is just playing around. But this level, I actually wanted the people to be to learn how to switch between different characters. So there's a couple of things. As I said before, that the level, by the way, is also again just a straight line, but this time it goes upwards instead of to the right. But the problem is that by not changing the gameplay or the challenge that much, it just becomes too repetitive. I think what I should have done is just use the next level where I'm already teaching something else. It might be a little bit too fast here, but the switching of characters actually n nothing to really learn. It's just something to make people aware of. There's no learning involved in that. It's the same with the left stick move. It's not really learning, it's just getting used to it. And if people really don't get along, they will also be able to do it in the next level and like repeat this level then a little bit more often. And the next level is also not that complicated. So anyway, so you can switch characters like this. There's also another mistake I did is when you switch character, there's actually no explanation right now, and that's really bad. I gave on the Show Your Games, I gave people the controller, and I didn't really say anything unless I sometimes I said something, but I wanted to see how they actually experience the game. What I found is that although my texts are incredibly short, like really, like look at this, RBLB to switch character. That's it. That's like nothing else. Like it's literally just three words. A lot of people were still skipping it. It's so weird. It's really funny. Like people were like not like they were like yeah whatever let's continue, and they didn't even look. They did nothing. But anyway, so if people do that, I really can't do anything about it, and I don't want to disrupt the game flow more. So basically, I'm still will go with the approach that slowing down time and then showing very short sentences. But now, when you switch characters, what I want to do is I want to let pop up the information what the character is actually doing. The problem before was that you didn't really know what a character is doing, and that's really bad. So what I will do in the future is I will let the information pop up what the character is doing, and as soon as you then interact again with the world, this information will disappear. I think this way, I have the best of both worlds. If you switch characters and are not interested in, you can just press up and the thing is away. You don't need to read it. If you want to read it, you can, and it will help you understand what each character is about. I'm not sure how much text I will do. I still haven't figured that part out. I worked a little bit on my way home in the train, but I didn't implement it yet. I'm actually, right before recording this, I started with that and then making the information available anyway. Anyway, it's not really important. So, but anyway, so this is just a level with a straight line, and my point was to make the player aware of how to switch between characters and get a little bit more used to the controls. As I said before, I will cut this level because it's just a straight line, and I will instantly switch to the third level. The third level is a little bit different in design now. We don't have just a straight line. I will now move out. So it's basically shaped as an L, like a big L. So it goes down, and then you have to go to the right. What you need to understand is there's still no real danger here. It's just all about getting used to the controls. So, as I said before, I will add the information about how to switch characters in this level at the beginning. What I also want to teach the player here, or what I really want them to understand, is that they cannot just accelerate in this game. This level is really there to really hammer that home, and it actually worked pretty well. I designed this level especially so that, like, it sounds so easy, and it is really easy. It's a very easy shape. There's like not a lot going on here, but what I saw when I looked at people playing my game is that they will always try to accelerate way too much, and then they cannot take turns anymore, and that's exactly what happens usually. So instead, what I wanted to do is I want them either to accelerate and then decelerate and take the turn. And by the way, there's also a little bit of like thinking that they have to do, is because in order to break in my game, you just need to put the stick to the opposite direction you're moving. At this point, maybe I should write that even in this level. Maybe switching characters should be the next level. I'm not sure. Now that I'm thinking about it, I will probably just write it there. I will just say, press L into the opposite. Now, but that's a long sentence. I'm not sure. Like, I'm making this up as I go. So you will see. Maybe I will do something like that. I'm not sure. Anyway, but it worked actually quite well. Like, how the level is designed will actually lead the player to making the mistake. They just learned how to fly in a straight line, and they had no problems with that. So they could just go full thrust all the time, and that's fine. And now we have a long level that goes down. It First of all, it goes down, so the gravity will actually accelerate you more, and so it's and also it's longer than what they used to. Usually the goal would be like half the way already. Or like half the way of the first. Like, basically, I had two tiles before. Now I have basically even what? I have four tiles overall. Like, it's not easy to see for people in that actually can see stuff. But basically, there's the basic starting tile. Then there's a tile going down in a straight line. You can imagine it as a racetrack or something like that. Then there's a right turn, and then there's another tile that just goes straight. So before I just had two tiles, now I have so the what I want to get at is the way is way longer now, and because you accelerate so much, you will usually not get this turn. So this is the first time where I expect people to die. And it's also good that they die here, because people really need to understand you will die a lot in this game. If you don't like dying a lot, you cannot play this game. I really always need to remind myself of that, because like if people just don't like this kind of game, I cannot make it work for them. I really enjoy this stuff, but it's just the second level, I know, and it's like, and you will die probably if you never played the game before. It's really funny because like I wasn't expecting, although I have now different characters, as some of you may know, and the easy character is way easier to control than the rest, and it was still really hard for people. So I will now start off with the easy character and then let people find out for themselves what they want to do. But anyway, I want to continue. I need to continue now. So what is really important here is that people learn to break. I cannot be 100% sure that they do it, but they cannot just accelerate. At least they will not fly as fast, which is actually also good. It might even be better than braking. Like, because like they accelerate and then they brake and then they take the turn. You will not, as I said, you will not be able to finish this level if you do not do that. It's designed specifically for you to learn that. It's like, once again, it's not the most interesting level because it's just there's no real obstacles here, but it's just getting you more familiar with the controls. Yes. Next level. That's actually fun. It's also good for me to talk about this a little bit because, like, then I can see. Oops, that was one level too much. That I can see which levels are important because I want to cut some of them because I think I did a little bit too much. So this level now is supposed to let you play around with what you just learned and also hammering it home a little bit more even. So this level is basically shaped as a, what's the name for it? I will just Google it. It's Schnecke in German. One second. Wait. Ah, come on. Internet, go faster. I'm sorry, I should have better prepared this, but a slug, really? That's what it's called, I guess. A slug. Okay. A slug. Or crumpet. Or snail. A snail. I think it's a snail. Snail? Whatever. It's formed as a like a snail, I guess. So it basically goes to the left and then up and then to the right and then down and then to the left again. And the entire thing is here, once again, you cannot just go through that speeding. Like you will at some point here probably just crash. Like the first one you might be able to get, but then allow just this corner here, you cannot get with just speeding. I really want people to understand that in this game you cannot just speed through. And like actually some people died here a lot. And I think it's okay. I really need to hammer that home because they cannot continue the game if they don't understand this basic principle. It's like I don't know, maybe I have a huge drop off at this point because like I got some actually like most people really did try it again and again and again. It looks not really challenging. And I think that's also an important thing. Like, people understand they still didn't really quite get what's going on. And some people don't like that because the controls are so different. I think that, like, I had one guy who was really complaining. Well, not really complaining, just a little bit. Like, he wanted to give me feedback what he felt, and he felt like it's too hard at the beginning. But I think he just didn't understand the control concept. And he got frustrated. Maybe he would have quit. He told me he would have quit before if he was at home. And maybe that's the case, but I don't think I can get him to play this game then. It's sad, like I really don't want to say stuff like that, but I think it's just the truth. I think I cannot get people that will quit at this very beginning to play my game because it will just get way harder and then if you cannot do that, that's just it. So once again, this is just basically to reinforce what you've learned. If you learned or understood it, you will actually be able to get quite handily through this level. I saw this in for some couple of players. They really understood or they just intuitively didn't just go for full speed, and then they really had no problem here, and then you also get through very quickly, so it's not a problem. If you are if you actually have problems with a level like this, it's good that I give you one more level to play around. The level is also a little bit longer, so it is less likely that the player will just get through by luck, even if they are full speeding. That's also really on purpose for me, because like I don't want people to be able to continue before they understand that they should not just speed through here. And like, because it has so many turns, I think this level is actually quite good at doing that. Yeah, so we almost have now the basic controls done, and now I let people play a little bit around with they learned. I will do stuff now that is a little bit more, let's say, a little bit closer and a little bit harder to do, but it's still the basic principle. So I will just let them play around with what they've learned, and that is just like here, and this is just like here a couple of obstacles that you need to move around. And here you see, I said before that it actually is important that you know what your level is supposed to do, and this level is, I don't really know. It's just like, it's the first time there's an obstacle, basically. Oh, I should probably describe it for the people listening just on the podcast. So the level goes from left to right in a straight line, and the only difference now is that before, basically, if you would imagine a road, there was no obstacle in the road, and now there's an obstacle on both sides of the road, and you basically need to go down and up again. It's not that complicated. It's still very easy to do, but it takes a little bit more, like, you need a little bit more control even than before. I didn't want it to do a long level like this again now, because the problem was that they had a lot more space before, and now I'm starting to narrow the space down. So I guess that's what the level is for. And I think it's fine. I really want people to understand how to fly around in this world. But that's already it. It's a short level and a short description of what it's doing. And the next level is basically just an extension of what I just said, I think. Yeah. And actually, like, I got feedback that the levels at the beginning was felt too samey, and that's probably true. Like, if I look at this here now, we already have a very similar level again. Wait, what am I doing? I'm talking and not thinking straight. So, that's probably true. So I probably need to change my thinking about this and maybe cut a li some more levels. I don't know. As I said before, this level is basically just, again, like, it's almost shaped as an L again, so you will get more speed, and I just added a couple of obstacles. No, but now, you will even have, oh no, actually you have the same space. It basically is just a little bit longer level with the same obstacles, trying to ease players into the controls still. I think the entire section is basically more like a tutorial, but I think I'm probably able to cut like another level from these here. I'm not sure. Like, how long is this going? I think there's one more level now that is the seventh one, right? This is the, oh no, there's two more levels like this? Wow. Actually, I think I have made too many levels like this. I'm not sure. Like, as I said, I'm learning as I go along, so if I look at this stuff again, I might find out that it's actually not that interesting. I remember what I wanted to do here. Before, the spaces where you needed to stay in a small line were shorter, and now it gets longer a little bit. Basically, I want you to train to fly in a smaller space than before, and to really dodge obstacles. I think actually that's quite good here, like, because like you once again you have a straight line from left to right, but right now here this level I think is a little bit more interesting than the level before, because you now see that the levels are not as wide usually, or sometimes not as wide as what you expected before, because like here I'm really basically cutting the width of the place where you can fly around in half, and you just need to dodge a little bit. And it's also like when I said before you cannot go full speed, like here you really can't do this. It's like impossible. If you go full speed here, you will just die over and over again. You cannot. There's absolutely no way you will go through this with full speed. So I think that's I actually think this level is quite fine. Maybe I will cut the first one and the second one, or just one of these. I'm not sure. I will need to take a look at this again later, as I said. I'm sorry about the sounds. It was not on purpose. I just made a mistake. So the next level actually puts what you've learned to the test. I think that's also an important thing. Like you let them play a little bit around with what they learned, and then you warm up the difficulty. And that's what I do here. This level basically goes into what I did before, which is making the room just smaller to navigate through, and letting them even start in a smaller space. And the level is, like, the shape is actually not really important, so I will not go into this. But it's basically you just have to fly zigzag around to the finish of the level, and it's in a smaller space. And it's actually not that easy for most people at the first time. Like, I think this is the first point where most people start dying more than once. It's the space is pretty narrow. It's still not like you still don't have to go really long into one direction in a straight line, but it's a pretty narrow space. The gameplay later will probably not contain as much narrow space, but you will have even less space, and you will need to dodge moving obstacles later. So I think this is an important lesson to learn as well, but it's also just like showing them how much better they got. Maybe I should even like reward at the end here, put a reward at the end here. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should put a reward at the end of this here so that people understand that they basically finished the first small part of this level section, basically. Because once they did that, I'm confident that they can move around proficiently enough to actually start dodging some obstacles. I think that's really important. So yeah, I think after this level they are fine with that, but they still didn't learn one thing they needed to learn, which is the dash mechanic. And I think that is, I hope at least, the next level, but I think so, yes. Yeah, it is. And that's actually a fine level. That's a, once again, if I'm explaining a new mechanic, I want to give people room to learn a mechanic without danger. That's like what a lot of, if you listen to some podcasts or maybe stuff like Extra Credits, the, what is it, Design Club or something like that? Extra Design? I don't, oh, I'm really sorry. I don't know how it's called, but basically they go over levels, like how certain levels are designed and what they wanted to do with that. And that's exactly what they say, like in Super Mario, at the very beginning, there is like nothing. You can just move. You can play basically just button mash. The problem for my game is, because you are falling constantly and the floor kills you, you cannot. I cannot just give them a completely safe space to play around, and that's why I slow down time and I have to give some amount of text so that people can read a little bit, because I cannot just let them play around, because like they will just die basically. If I would give no explanation, they would just die, and that's not good. So a little bit of explanation I think is also fair enough. Like, it's not like you don't need to really tell them everything, and I still want them to learn stuff on their own, but I want to reduce the explanation to the absolute minimum. Have the least amount of text I can think of. And this is actually an example of this. I thought a long time of how I explained the dash mechanic. And I wanted to use as less text, or yeah, the least amount of text that I could. So what I wrote for people on the podcast that cannot see it is, hold A to charge the dash, use L to aim. What I'm actually not saying is that you need to release to then actually dash. But like, once they start holding A and then using L to aim, they will just drop. And like, they cannot do anything but releasing the A button again. So I think I'm fine with that. And actually people did get that quite easily. It was not a problem for them, I think. It's also that not explaining that if you hold the A button, you cannot move. And I'm not sure I will keep this. Like, I see some merit in actually being able to move, but I also see merit in not doing that. So I'm not quite sure what to do, to be honest. I just don't know. I was also asked if you could cancel the dash, and it's currently not possible. He suggested I should use the B button to do that. I'm not sure. I really am not sure. I will see. I will see if I will implement that. I thought about it once or twice myself as well. It wasn't a huge problem for me, but it's like I can understand what the problem is. Like it's sometimes you just start and then you're like, I actually don't want to do it right now. It was too early or something like that, and then you cannot move, and then the charge is fully is full, and then you if you release, you're just dying. That's not a good feeling. So I think I will probably do it. I'm not sure if I will explain it. I actually should. Maybe I should ex will explain it then. I probably will explain it in a later level just to remind them of the dash itself. But I will go to that. So the level itself is once again quite boring. It's like not that threatening for the player now. They just finished a really hard level, and now they get a new mechanic. That's basically, maybe that's even enough of a reward in of itself. Like giving them a new mechanic to play around is it's more or less a reward. So I think I'm fine here. I think I don't need to do unlocks then. Yeah. So basically, you learn to dash. You can have a free space here, and then you can just need to go up and down a little bit. It's like not really complicated. But I think that's a good introductionary level for the dash mechanic. So, the next level, like I'm almost completely through here. I have 11 levels that are working. The 12th level I will shortly go into, but I have not finished it yet. So the 10th level is actually a level I will cut. And there, I saw once again that I cannot trust my feeling on difficulty. I really need to get it in front of people. I don't know how I will view this after this, but I think I will need to go at some open place or some. I don't know how I will do it because it's like really important to get people that didn't play the game, and like even later levels. How am I supposed to get the same kind of testing in that I get in the early levels and the later levels? I probably just can't do that. I don't know how people do that, but like this level was actually way too hard for people. So the idea of this level was that you just I will just explain the level first before I do that. Once again, always forgetting about the people who just listening on the podcast. I'm sorry. The level is goes from right to left in a straight line, and at the beginning you have quite a lot of space, and then it will get smaller. The space you have is very small then. Like it's the smallest space they have encountered yet, and it just goes in a straight line, and the straight line is actually kind of long. Like I don't know how many do I have here. It's 1.5 tiles, I would say, long. Like you cannot really you don't really know what that means because you didn't play the game if you just listen to it. But anyway, so yeah. The idea was that they will go to the small space. And then the first thing I wanted to show them is that if you dash, you actually cannot move. Maybe I should still keep the level just with a shorter dash. I will see. But the one thing that I wanted them to show is like if you dash, you cannot move, and you will just fall down. And I think that's actually an important lesson for them to learn. And maybe this is also probably then the level where I will say B cancels the dash. It would actually be a quite a nice thing, like doing this dash shorter, and then also writing that to remind them of the dash mechanic itself. That's actually I think a really good thing. I think I will do that. So what I probably will do is I will shorten the level, and the reason why to shorten it is because people could not get through it, and like people didn't understand that they should dash. That was the first problem. They really didn't get that they should dash through there. Like they were like, "Yeah, that's so long. I will just fly through here," and like that works. It obviously, you can do it. It's really hard. It's way harder than dashing, actually. But dashing is also hard. Like, dashing through this in this level is a hard thing. I thought it's a cool thing so that they see how they can use the dash. And if they spam it, it's actually kind of not that hard, but it's not easy. But still, the people just didn't get that they should dash. They died constantly here. It was really like, I think, the main drop-off point for most people. Like, I actually got people through there because I could talk to them a little bit and, like, keep their motivation up. But a lot of people were, like, after this level, were, like, really, like, down, like, a lot. They felt like they, not that the game cheated them, but that the challenge was way too high and they didn't really feel confident in their abilities. Anyway, so I think what I will do with this level is I will shorten the so that you can really dash through with just one go. And so if they try just once, they will see, oh, I can actually get through here. That's actually a good thing. I should do that. And I will also just remind them that they can dash, right? Press B to cancel the dash, and then I obviously have to implement that they can cancel the dash as well. That's actually kind of important. Yeah, so to cancel the dash while charging, probably something like that. I will need to think about the specifics here. And that brings us to the second to last level, I guess. These are all the levels I had in the Show Your Games demo I did. They also could play the old levels, which are not designed as well as these levels. And actually, quite a lot of them did that. So I was actually kind of happily surprised how many people actually continued to play the game. They seemed to enjoy it quite a bit. I was pleasantly surprised. Like, most of the people really like the visuals of the game, so I usually always have that going for me. And then I just need to convince them that the game actually is fun. And it felt like people were actually getting into the flow of the game. And then later in the harder levels, they actually obviously had kind of a were kind of a little bit let down, like, because it's like getting way harder way too quickly, and that's not good. And also the like it basically breaks, it falls apart at that point. But I was happy how the first levels were received. As I said before, like, most people didn't even tell me that they think it was too long, but or too repetitive. But there was one guy who told me that, and I really took it to heart. Like, it's like always hard for me that if I hear one negative thing, it outdoes all the positive things I heard, because I always think, like, yeah, people are just nice to me, and they probably are nice to me. That's the point. It's like, I probably am right about this. Like, they don't really have, people usually don't want to go on confrontational calls, and that guy actually did, and I did not agree with everything that he said, and he was really nice and everything. He said he wanted to help me, and I think it's really important that they tell me that. And there were other guys telling me that, but as I said, I think that he really had a good point when he said that the beginning was too repetitive. And I said I kind of wanted people to get used to the controls, and I probably overdid it. Like, when I went through this just right now, I was remembered that it's actually a little bit long, or I was not remembered. I basically saw that it's a little bit long, a little bit too repetitive what I did. But it will change now. Actually, that was the first time he gave me a compliment. So this level has to be really great, right? No, it's not bad, but it's not as great. Anyway, so I was thinking about what you can do with the dash mechanic, and what I really want people to understand is that the dash mechanic is really great if you want to change directions quickly, or if you want to break. I actually, even before the Show Your Game stuff, I on purpose made the dash mechanic a lot easier to use and better. And it's still like people don't use it that much. And maybe I have to do it even like what I did basically is to decrease the length of the dash. And what I accomplished by that is that, like, if you have a medium long dash, let's say, it's easier to see where you actually will be at the end. And that really helps you. So I think that's a good thing. So this level, what it does is it wants you to learn that you can break or change directions with the dash mechanic. So there's this arrow here. So once again, for the people just listening, the level goes from right to left and then up. And then there is basically a speed arrow, as you know, of games like Wipeout or like Super Mario Kart or something like that. Once you drive over this, you will actually accelerate. And this arrow will accelerate you so quickly that you will always bump into the wall to the left if you don't dash up afterwards. Once you do dash up, you will actually just finish the level. But you cannot finish the level in any different way. It's just not possible. You will drive over this and you will crash into the wall. That's what always happens in this level. People will know and they're like, okay, well, how is what? And like, since you only have to interact, like you can fly around and you can try that maybe two, three times, and then you're done with that. So the only thing left to do for you is you need to use the dash. And that's what people do. And actually, all of them figured it out. It was not complicated. It went way smoother than I expected, and people seem to enjoy it. And I think it's a good introductory level for the high level concept of this. You can use this later on if you want to. Most people did not use this later on. I think the problem is that I didn't have the next level, so that people can play a little bit more around with it and get a little bit more used to it. Like, because as I said, as I did before, I really should once you learn. Oh, I'm sorry. What's going on today? Once you learn something, you really should be able to play around with it. So to get familiar with it and see when you can use it actually. And this is I think, a good thing to do here. Yeah, so what I will probably do then is I will do the next level, which is the last one I will talk about today, because it's the last of the new levels and it's not finished yet. You will see that because it's like it's not really you will see it if you like if you can see. They are not like up here, there are no obstacles yet, and it's not smaller and everything. So the basic idea of this level is, once again, that you get to play around with what you just learned, and what you learned is that you can change directions while when you are too fast. You can basically use the dash to change directions, and that also means like go back. Like, that's actually not what I teach there right now. Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should teach people that. That might not be a bad idea. I actually had a puzzle like this going on once, and the acceleration arrows might help with that as well. But for now, what I want them to do is I just want them to understand that these acceleration arrows are there. You can change your direction all the time, basically. And so what I did here is you will shoot to the right, like you will start, and then there's no space, other space than the arrow to go over. So we will shoot to the right, and once again, you will shoot into a wall. Since you are in this level, you had to understand that you can change directions like this. So what you will do is you will shoot up, which will shoot you into the next acceleration arrow. And then, like, this is not built yet, but I will do it soon. It will shoot you up here. And then there are two ways. This is also the first time that the player has more than one way. And I finally figured out how I will do this. I was not sure how to incorporate multiple ways into the game, and I finally figured out what I want to do with it. What I want to do is I want to do the shorter way, always the harder way, because you will save time, and I really want there to be a I want people to really try to get really fast with this game. So I want the shorter way to be harder than the longer way. But you don't need to do the shorter way. So you can just go for the longer way, and you will also finish the level. You will just not have the better time. And since time also equals stars, and stars later in the game will be able to purchase you new characters and stuff, it also hides content away. So I increased incentive to try to go for the harder thing, but you don't need to. You can just do whatever, like, it's fine. I think that's a good way for me to to actually have multiple ways in a level, and people just being able to finish to normally finish a level. So what I will do here is, the first time you dash, you have little space. The second time, then you accelerate again, and I want to accelerate quite fast here. And then at the at a close point, you will have to dash to the right again with not that much space, in a higher than you used to speed, because it will shoot you up really fast. So it's really hard to get into this, basically into the to take the right turn here. If you don't do that, you will be accelerated once again and shoot up, and then you have the same problem, just with more space and a longer way. If you go to the right and you get actually the turn, it will just shoot you right into the goal, so you're already finished. If you don't do that, I think I will do like a little bit of fun stuff here, because I want people to have a little bit of fun, basically. I will probably shoot them over multiple speed arrows, because it's like a cool, nice feeling, and I maybe will do that even in the lower part here as well. So, but since I didn't finish designing this level, but that's the basic concept. The basic concept is you actually having multiple ways in this level to finish to get to the finish line. And at this point, I probably also have to explain. I don't know. Like, I did. That's the point. I still haven't figured it out yet. I have not yet implemented the system where you can buy new characters, and I don't have new characters, but the basic three ones that you can use. The new characters that you can buy, I want to be unlocked by via stars you get, and but I did not really. There's no way I'm really explaining that right now. And people need to know that if I want to keep the level designed as it is. Anyway, so here you see, like, even live now, how my thinking is going on when I'm designing levels like this. You also heard about, like, I was thinking about another level where you where you basically need to go into the opposite direction again, like before you shoot it up. And like, I actually had an obstacle very similar to this, but maybe I will do that. Maybe I will introduce switches at this point then, because it's a nice thing, and with switches there also comes movable stuff here. So I will see. I'm not sure. Like, I wanted to play a little bit more around with the base mechanics here, and also wanted to give people more reasons to start dashing. Because actually dashing is a good thing, and dashing is one of the few ways in my game to really break, basically, to go from a really high speed to a completely different direction. And I want to emphasize that a little bit more. I think the game was lacking on that before, and that the dash mechanic was not really enough front and centered. I will say. So I think I need to find more ways to actually get the dash mechanic more front and centered, and maybe these acceleration arrows and switches and stuff like that have a great, I think actually they have a great space in that. Like, I actually can now see how I can make the dash mechanic more relevant and get people to understand what I want them to do with the dash mechanic. So I actually learned a lot in this episode today. I'm really happy. I'm really motivated right now. The Show Your Games really motivated me. It showed me that I think that I'm not on a bad track. I still need to learn a lot, as always. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you liked it, give me a like on YouTube, I mean, for this video. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Wherever you want to follow me, it would be nice. Write me a comment if you like what you see. And by the way, if you like the game and you want to know what's going on, I'm planning to get it on Steam at some point. So if you want to vote yes in the Greenlight campaign and want to support me like this, which would, by the way, be a huge help, you can subscribe to my on my website www.parttimeindie.com, and then you will get the news, and then you can actually help me out. That would actually help me out a lot. Like, that's better than writing a comment. That would be great, 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 would that be? Yeah. Anyway, so I hope you enjoyed this. Have a nice weekend. Bye.